Don't kill me. I mean, it's not like you can kill me right now, but please don't. I know you want to. You really want to, because you have done several times. More than several times, but you can't right now because we need to talk. But it's hard to have a conversation with someone when they're trying to kill you, and you're really, really, really good at killing me, so I had to resort to this. And I am really sorry, because I know it's very, very uncomfortable. But it was necessary. And it's working, because you haven't killed me. Yet. You haven't killed me yet. I knew you were going to say that. So, you're an assassin. A very good assassin. A very, very good assassin. I mean, you are scary good. I have known some good assassins, but they were nothing compared to you. You are just amazing. You know, round of applause. Respect. But obviously, there's a slight problem. Because you keep killing me. You keep killing me. And it's a problem. It's not a problem. You'll keep killing me until I die. See, that is a problem, because I won't die. I won't die. Oh, I just haven't tried hard enough. Oh, this is going to be a tough conversation. So. I really should have practiced this. I mean, I did practice it, but I didn't practice it. I practiced putting the contraption together, because that's really complicated, and I'm a little clumsy. Just a tiny bit clumsy. You'd think after all this time I wouldn't be, but I am. So you've been paid to kill me. Now, I know this is a stupid question. This is a really, really stupid question. But could I perchance offer you money not to kill me? No, I don't think so. You're not that kind of assassin, are you? You're noble and really cool. Just so cool. You are the coolest assassin I have ever met. And I have met a lot of assassins. You are officially the coolest assassin I've ever met. And when I say met, I mean you are the coolest assassin that's ever tried to kill me. Oh no, you're not the first assassin. But you are the only assassin that has killed me. Not permanently. But you have killed me. 17 times. So yeah. Well done you. But here's the thing. You've killed me 17 times. 17 times. And all of them were very impressive, very well executed, just so wonderfully done. But I'm alive. Did you not wonder why? I'm a clone. Who told you I was a clone? Oh, of course. They said that. That's actually really clever. That. Oh, that actually makes sense. Oh dear, that is that's slightly inconvenient. Because that could be a very... That makes sense. I mean, it's not why I'm still alive, but it makes sense, sort of. Well, this conversation just got even more awkward, and I did not think that was possible, and I couldn't help but notice that you're straining against the straps. You're trying to free yourself so you can kill me, aren't you? Of course you are. But how about you don't? How about you do? Okay, so I'm not a clone. That's exactly what a clone would say. Yes, they would. Or would they? They probably would. But I'm not a clone. This is gonna sound really... I'm immortal. Okay, you're laughing, you're laughing. You can stop laughing anytime now. I mean, you have a very nice laugh, but... Wow, that is, I am actually immortal. A proper immortal. Yes, I am a clumsy immortal. Well, is there a rule to say that I can't be clumsy? Well, I'm not saying I'm not good with a sword. I'm just clumsy. See, I knew this was going to happen. I knew as soon as I told you were gonna. Well, I didn't know you were going to laugh. That's a bit rude. But it was. You're just a little tiny bit rude. You're actually very rude. I haven't told many people that I'm immortal, you know. Normally, when I tell someone that I'm immortal, it's because I'm in love with them. And I'm definitely not in love with you. Maybe a slight crush, but not in love. What? Of course I've got a crush on you. You are a fantastic assassin. And that's really hot. But I am an immortal. I am immortal. No, I'm not a Highlander. That's not real. That's a film. Insulting. You know, as much as I love that film, because I really, really love that film, I kind of hate it because as soon as I tell someone I'm an immortal, they always go, "Ooh, Highlander." No. Unfortunately, and I'm not sure if it is unfortunate or not, being an immortal is not that exciting. It's not that violent, and it's actually not that interesting. I mean, it is interesting, but not that interesting. Most of the time, it's the opposite. It's very mundane and ordinary. I am an immortal. And you don't believe me. Of course you don't believe me. Because you think I'm a clone. I have to hand it to my ex. That's a very good primer. That was ingenious. Who knew they could be so intelligent? Certainly not me. My ex. The person who commissioned you to kill me. Yeah, we dated. We were actually engaged. Which I can't quite believe right now. Oh, wow. Just because you're immortal doesn't mean that you don't make mistakes. That was a big mistake. Ooh. Lots of regret with that one. I didn't mean for it to get so serious. I mean, they weren't really my type. I just kind of fell into it, and that sounds awful, and it is awful. It's just really lonely. Really, really lonely. And they were so. They were interested. Big mistake because we broke up. And it was messy. It was very messy. Just so. So messy. The kind of messy that made me glad that I didn't tell them that I was an immortal. No, I didn't tell them. No, I didn't. No, not because I'm a clone. I didn't tell them because, well, I wasn't in love with them. If I didn't tell them, how did they find out that I was immortal? See? You are so smart. That's a very smart question. Well, it turns out, how to. Ooh! You know the Watchers in Highlander? The Watchers? Yeah? Well, my ex is one of those, but not really, because I'm not a Highlander and that's not real. But apparently, and I did not know this. How did I not know this? I don't know because I've been around for quite some time. But I'm not actually that observant. It's actually not that surprising that I didn't know. There is a fellowship of, I don't want to say watchers, but watchers. And, they watch immortals. They're not meant to, you know, get involved with them, but they can be very vanish. I mean, not vanish for me, just vanish for immortals in general. I'm not really the kind of immortal that you would be a fan of. I'm not really a flashy immortal. I'm more low key, more boring, just very boring. But yeah, still an immortal. So they decided to give it a punt. And I was lonely and yeah. Not good. Really not good. And obviously after the breakup, even more not good. Really, 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 really not good. And they started sending assassins after me. Not to kill me, Because immortal, but Morty just be annoying. Really annoying. Just so annoying. Because it's so inconvenient. I would be doing the shopping and suddenly assassin. But it wasn't really a problem before you. You're a really good assassin. And you keep killing me. And you keep killing me in such very stylish ways. I kind of feel bad about that actually, because, well, you go to all that effort and it's kind of wasted on me. Not only because I come back, but also because I'm not really worthy of that much effort. I mean, it's not that I have a self-confidence problem. Well, maybe I do, just a bit. But I don't know. You're really talented. I feel bad that you're wasting all this time on me. You believe me, don't you? No, you do. No, you do. No, you do. I can tell by the look on your face. You believe me. A little bit. Tiny bit? A bit. Wow. Wow, I didn't. Oh, your hand is free. Your hand is free. Your hand is free. And you haven't killed me. Your hand is free, and you haven't killed me. So you believe me? A bit. A little bit. Tiny bit. That is wonderful. Now, I can't really prove that I'm immortal without you killing me and coming back. But we don't have to do that. I mean, we can, but I'm a bit sick of dying because it's quite painful. And when I come back, I always have a headache. And I have to lie down in a darkened room for about 6 hours or so. But I have come up with an alternative plan. And you might not like this too much. Because I can see that you take being an assassin very seriously. Very seriously. And I respect that. I respect that. But we are going to have to talk to my ex. No, not like that. I'm not going to compromise you as an assassin. That. No. I like you too much for that. I mean, I don't like you. I mean, I do kind of like you because you are very, you're very persistent. Some would say stubborn. I would say stubborn, and you're quite nice to look at. And you're quite witty. Your one-liners are, really nice, and I like one-liners. But I would never disrespect you like that because you are a wonderful assassin. What I was thinking is that you could listen in. Maybe you could, I don't know, suspend yourself outside the window. Or maybe hide in the air vents. Or we could be boring and we could use a transmitter. And I would talk to them and you would hear it from them. And maybe you would stop killing me if I asked nicely. Baked you a cake. I'm really good at baking. Really good at baking. Oh, you've got both hands free. Hi. Are you going to kill me? You're not going to kill me? Why? I mean, yay, but also why? Because they lied to you. Who? My ex? Is that a big deal? Because I can tell you from experience, they are a massive liar. Just, a liar. Just really. They are a liar. Am I nervous? Yes. Yes, because you've killed me 17 times and your hands are free. And you haven't killed me yet. I am a little bit nervous. Actually, I've been terrified this whole time. And you're still not killing me. So they're lying to you is a problem? Part of the contract? Ooh. Oh, so they've breached a contract. So you do believe me? Oh, of course you have to be sure. Of course. So what I'm getting from this is my plan is a go. Wow. Wow, that is somewhat unexpected. No. I didn't think this would work. I really thought you would kill me. That's why I wore black. Well, to hide the bloodstains. You're right, that is very practical. Are you a little bit impressed? Tiny bit? You are? Wow. So, just to clarify, you're not going to kill me. Oh, you will if I'm a clone. I'm not a clone, I'm immortal. Wow, that's a relief. That's a relief because you are really good at killing me. Just so good at killing me. Would you like to get some dinner? That might be slightly inappropriate, but I haven't eaten all day. And I'm quite peckish. Very peckish. I'm starving. And you might be hungry. You are hungry. Great. So it's not a date. Obviously, not a date. Why wouldn't it be a date? Because you're really out of my league? And technically, you have been hired to kill me. Well, I can't argue there. Going on a date with an assassin who's been commissioned to kill me would be exciting. Very exciting. Okay, it's a date. It's a date. It's a date. Sorry, it's just you're really cool. Just so cool, and I do have a massive crush on you. Just this. It's not a crush. It's not a crush. It's just me appreciating you. Just appreciating you really hard. Just so hard. So we're going on a date, and you're not going to kill me. Just checking. Just checking. I'm just checking. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That was rude. I apologize. Do you need some help getting out? Oh, you're already free. Of course you are. Of course you are. Well, if you like it, you can have it. No, I'm serious. Just take it. I don't really have a use for it anymore. I never really had a use for it. It's just been hanging in my closet for the last 600 years, so, you might as well have it. Oh, you're welcome. Where did I get it? I think France or Italy. No, it was France. It was Paris. Yeah. The smell. What do I want for dinner? Oh, whatever you like. I'm not really fussed. Well, you're obviously an assassin of great taste. Well, I mean, apart from agreeing to go on a date with me. Yeah, I do have some self-confidence problems. What do you mean we'll work on it? Oh, that's really sweet. That's so sweet. I didn't think you would be sweet, but you are. You're just so sweet. And also very reasonable, which is not really a quality you would associate with an assassin. And that's probably why you're the best. Italian. Oh, pizza. Oh, I love pizza. Wait. If I get pineapple on a pizza, will you kill me? Do you promise? Because I know it's a very controversial topping. Live and let live. Wait, was that an assassin joke? That was totally an assassin joke. Oh, you're just. Oh, I really like you. So, pizza.